rides his pony down life's lane, searching for the why of all the pain he knows. It'll never be the same.
Hey, Liggs.
Hi, Lizzie. Good morning. How are you?
I'm good. We got off to a little rocky start. We say we don't edit, but we had to restart. So we just had a little moment. But you know what? We're new at this, and I'm really excited for this episode. How about you?
I'm very excited, and that's why we're going to resume with increased vigor and big smile on our face.
We had plenty of vigor. We had probably a little too much vigor.
Yeah. So maybe a little. No, I'm not gonna say that. So everyone, this is Punk Love Week, and today's episode is about a love warrior named Valerie Kaur. And Lizzie's going to discuss some things about her, and it's quite a moving video that we saw today, or I saw today for the first time, and Lizzie will get more information. But before that, we ask that you please support us on our Patreon, and also we will have the love tools that Lizzie and I used for our relationship that we used while we were recording earlier and stopped.
As a free download,
and they'll be in our show notes. Well, he's going to get there.
You may be the very first patron, because we don't have, as of this episode, any patrons.
Yes.
We're going to read your name on the podcast, and you may be the very first one.
Yes, exactly. So you'll be the superstar for the very beginning, so please support us. We also have a download of Seeds We Like. And did I miss anything?
Nope. Seeds We Like. Yep.
Okay, cool. So before we get going, I'm going to give you our definition of punk, which is unity, DIY, nonconformity, strength, speaking out against injustice, community, compassion, equality, and peace, and damn good music. And those words will all be used in the talk today. And so, Lizzie hit. I'm looking forward to this. I'm very excited.
Nice. Well, sometimes we're both a little feisty, and I can feel that this morning. And I think that it's the perfect feeling, because we decided to watch this TED Talk that Valerie Kaur did in 2017 together. And we were both just... I was in tears just now, and she talks about this analogy to giving birth, and it's interesting that I'm familiar with the Zik culture here. We live in Yuba City, and I first learned about Valerie because we were looking at going to the Bioneers conference this year, and we didn't make it, but in looking through the speakers, I came across her presentation, and she is part of an organization called the Next 250, and it's hashtag Next 250, where it's a movement to take this time of the 250th anniversary of the Declaration of Independence to create from the ground up a new definition that's inclusive, that includes women of color. So this group is led by women of color, and it's just to help all of us to be inclusive and make our country work for everyone. And I'd like to learn more about it, and we'll learn more about that together on another episode. And so I looked her up, and I was fascinated because she grew up not far from here. I thought, oh wow, what if she's from Yuba City? Her background is she's an attorney from the East Indian community, and she is in the Sikh tradition, S-I-K-H. And I know a little bit about it. I've studied yoga and Kundalini yoga. You know, you learn about some aspects of that tradition. And I own the book Birth of the Khalsa, and I've started reading it and plan to actually narrate it on a personal podcast that I have. And I think it's so interesting, this analogy with birth, and this other writer. That's another writer. So I'm really fascinated with this topic. And we came up with the title Love Warrior, and we just watched this TED Talk. We'll put the link in the show notes, but you can easily search it up. And just search TED Talk Valerie Kaur, and it's VALARIEKAUR. And we titled it, you know, Love Warrior, and she mentions being a warrior in the TED Talk. She is the founder of the Revolutionary Love Project, and her first book is titled See No Stranger, A Memoir and Manifesto of Revolutionary Love. And her family in Clovis started farming in the early 1900s. And in the video that Legs and I just watched, she talks about this experience as a child of being discriminated against as an Indian woman. And in this community where there was a lot of immigrants, I think maybe in the, she said her family came in the early 1900s. I've read an article about how, you know, there was burning of people's property, and you don't really think of that kind of thing happening in this part of California, but there was a lot of discrimination. And, you know, they came from India, already had farming experience. Maybe not all of them did, but certainly many of them probably did. And like anything, there's a lot of fear when that happens. And so she is a young, relatively young woman, and even at her age, she experienced that discrimination. And we talked about the Next 250. That project, the leaders of that project are Saru Jarayaman, who's president of One Fair Wage, Linda Sarsour, who's also executive director of EmpowerChange.org, which is an organization that fights against white supremacy, specifically Islamophobia. And she's co-founder of IntilFreedom.com, and then Valerie Kaur. And so we really just wanted to, this might be a shorter episode because, we're just talking about this one person, and we obviously haven't written a book on her biography, but we did just, I thought it might be interesting for Lakes and I to watch the film and then just have some reflection on it. And I will just start by saying, oh my goodness, this film, basically after the 2016 election, she did a video a couple nights after the election that went viral. And then a little bit later in 2017, she did this TED Talk, and she talks about the events in the TED Talk of that, what influenced her Revolutionary Love Project. And some of the big things are this concept of loving strangers, not forgetting, not getting rid of your power and anger necessarily, but tending to the wound of this person that has harmed you. Her uncle was the first person killed after 9/11. He wasn't Muslim, he was Sikh, and she, 15 years later, had an immense healing by going with the brother of her uncle, her other uncle, to talk with the killer on the phone, which was very powerful. And what I've been personally fascinated, even before I knew of Valerie Kaur, is this concept of this personal power that we have that has its place, and this is related to my interest in, you know, getting rid of guns, where we can have this power and this personal power, but it doesn't mean killing each other.
Right.
And so I'll pause there. And
yeah, I have something to say. She said something very impactful, which was, forgiveness is not forgetting. It frees you from hate.
Mm-hmm.
And that tending to the wound is not healing them, it's healing yourself. Well, this woman, if you look at her, first of all, everyone, I have a thing for powerful women. I have two daughters. Lizzie is my partner. And trust me, Lizzie's a powerful woman. This woman, if you look at her, you go, damn, I was gobsmacked just listening to her. So being an attorney, the thing she's done in her legal practice.
Rewind to the look at her. Were you just saying you wouldn't expect such power coming from her?
Yeah, she
you
just,
didn't finish your sentence.
I'm sorry. So, well, no, I
you
would
just
have.
Said looking at her, looking at her.
When you look at her, that's what I was going to get to. So the point is that she looks like she's a very seemingly demure looking woman.
There you go.
And I was going to get there, where she has done some powerful things in her legal practice, like going into Guantanamo and going into prisons and having people freed and so forth. And when she speaks, she's powerful. And, you know, part of it is being an attorney, but also it's her compassion and her belief in what she believes in. And so it makes for a very moving way of looking at this from a powerful woman's point of view, wanting to make change. And it really moved me. You know, I was upset. It's a roughly 15-minute TED Talk, and it was it made me pull at my heartstrings.
Thank you. Yeah, there's this, and we had the conversation we had before the podcast was just making an agreement that we weren't going to get on our devices unless we said we need to look something up. So I do have something I'm going to ask you to look up.
Okay.
The birth of the Khalsa, my brain is not recalling the author, and she's a professor, and I don't want to just say it's in the show notes because it's so important. But Guru Nanak brought... Basically, there was the caste system at the time, and he came forward and said, everyone is equal, including women. And and there's a lot of stories and a lot of fighting and war that was taking place at the time with the colonization by the English and other wars that were happening over the various centuries, Khalsa. So this makes for good podcasting when we're distracted by our phones, but it's important for her name. Yeah. But I will, I just feel that this movement has such legs because of her background in activism, her background in filmmaking, the group that has assembled to make this happen. And I am embarrassed that I haven't gotten more information on how to be a part of this next 250 as an ally. And the three things at the end of the film, towards the end of the TED Talk, breathe through the fire of pain so it doesn't turn into hate. And that was the metaphor throughout, was this metaphor of birth, which is also this, did you find it?
Well, I spelled it correctly, right?
Oh, just go to Amazon and say birth of the Khalsa, which everyone can be doing at the same time, so it's not wasted. Number one, see no stranger. These are the three things that are part of this circle in this Revolutionary Love Project. Love for the for opponent, which, as Legg said, tending the wound, not feeling like you could heal this other person, but just by tending them is putting you in this loving space towards this person and groups of people that are, you feel that are harming you or harming others, and love for ourselves. Don't worry if you can't find
it. I got it.
It's K-H-A-L-C-S-A. K-H-A-L-S-S-A. Well, this is, we apologize for our little glitches here and there. We'll put the book in the show notes. And I am so grateful for Love Warrior Valerie Kaur. And we'll continue to follow her and hopefully get involved in her organization. And we'll have more episodes of other people who are love warriors. And anything else you wanted to share about that, Legs, before we end?
Yeah, the one thing she said, which was really important, and it got to me, was to love your opponent, you need to love yourself. Which, you don't think of it that way, but I would never think of it that way. And so, and she said actually it's a feminist take or intervention. And I laughed at that because it is, because as a man, and I'm trying to be sexist here, I just never would think of it that way. So it made me right there look at how to maybe change the way I love people. That's part of our podcast, is being kind and loving to people and taking, living a slow life and taking time to, really see what's around you and sort of slow down and try to be as kind and loving to people. And that's what it's really, what she's talking about. So,
and punk is community and inclusivity, and and punk is really power, the strength of speaking out for others. And she ended with talking about her son. And when I'm not here anymore, I'm wanting you to protect him, we need to protect each other and tend to the people who are still hating and killing, because it's going to take some time, generations for some of this. Although sometimes we don't know what will happen with time, and some things will be shorter and longer. We can't control that. So some things we think will take longer could be much quicker when there's shifts in consciousness. So we really don't know, but it was really beautiful. And we'll put all of that in the show notes. It's easy to search up on your own. Valerie Kaur.
And I think this will be a subject with what's going on, especially this year with the elections and everything, mm-hmm. that we're going to be discussing more often.
Yeah.
Because all we need is love. It's like the Beatles song. So yeah, that's all I'm going to say on that.
We, on the first part, we don't edit, but she had to restart this because we had a little moment. And before, on the previous one, I had said, Legg says, I'm like tie-dye. I'm in my love tie-dye shirt that I wore at People versus Fossil Fuels Action. And I said, I want to be more involved in, we want to be people that do show up for things that are important. All of us need to, because we can't just sit back.
Exactly.
And it's pretty simple. It's pretty simple to do. You'd be surprised. And everybody helps. When you hear of something that's going on, just get out there, be a part. And and Third Act, we had mentioned, we're part of Third Act, which is an organization for people over 60 to get involved in certain issues. And we are a part of that. And we'll be looking into these things that Valerie's a part of. And thank you for listening.
Thank you, everyone.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Down life's lane, searching for the why of all the pain he knows.
Thank you for listening to the Legs and Lizzie Punk Farm Love Life podcast. Please subscribe to be notified of new episodes. It really helps us if you leave a review.
We'd love to have you join our Patreon family. When you join, for as little as $5 per month, we'll personally thank you on the podcast. You'll also receive special episodes and videos from us. Podcast music is by Lizzie's brother, who goes by Squint Todd and the Horse Thieves. See the show notes for links to other things we mentioned.
Be safe and happy until next time.
Do stuff, don't buy stuff.
Peace, punk, plants.
We don't need much, we just need each other.
Sometimes he thinks he can feel his pain, he knows he'll never be the same. His old black dog just tags along and listens while he sings his song. Love is all she knows. On and on they go. Oh, strangers cry, lonelier than pissed out wine. There's no wonder why he's bound to drift alone. To the heavens, his only friend alone. On the wildest train he's riding, so damn few of all. There's Jimson weed and tumbleweeds. Join the party, join the crowd. Let the hyenas circling laugh out loud. There ain't no way. Lord knows he had his day. Oh, strangers cry. Dust here return. If it has to happen, let them fire.